The Podbot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. Podbot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world, but lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard. In this article, one try to summarize what residues are, why it is important to have a UX residue, what you can profit from it and how to create it. How to build a better backlog that helps you prioritize more, explain your system more effectively, and plan your releases more effectively. Why flat user stories and backlog don't work and why a backlog works better for user stories than a flat backlog. A product backlog in Agile is essentially a list of products that are on deck for the development team. Before we talk about the individual products, residues, we take a look at one of the most important, the product residues. This can be complex, as there are many sources of information to take into account when setting a common backlog priority, but the fundamentals are the same. A backlog is essentially a list of small tasks to be completed during a project sprint. At the end of the day, you want to store the residues in a basically ordered, numbered list. When the queue of products you should be working on is ordered, communicate your work, then move every item in the list to the sprint list, and every product on the list is a product, a backlog or a list of products. While the rate of backlog is set by the development team, the product owner determines the priority of work on each item in this backlog. It can keep the roadmap and backlog in sync by reprioritizing, adding, or removing backlog. Once a backlog is moved to the sprint backlog column, it is easier to assign tasks to each team member. When the entire team joins, a product backlog arises that includes the entire package work. A well-prioritized agile backlog not only makes planning the release iteration easier, but also sends things the team wants to spend time on, including internal work that customers never notice. Tracking errors in the backlog makes it easy to set priorities and plan corrections for each new sprint cycle. Lucidchart's product backlog template is an easy way to build a Scrum product backlog, and it's a living document that you can easily share with stakeholders and rearrange as you like. You can view your inventory list so that everyone on your team can see what's on deck to ensure that the backlog of your products remains healthy. A product backlog is a priority list of work for the development team, derived from the roadmap and its requirements. It outlines the requirements for a software development project in the order of priority and time frame. The team that uses the products in the backlog determines the format they use and selects which backlog elements they can view in terms of what they could work on. The backlog itself should be a living document that is regularly reordered, so make sure you prioritize and keep it up to date. A successful backlog makes clear what to do next. It is a collection of what could be done next. The backlog is like a living document, and no email should have been sent to you. The most important activities for maintaining a product inventory include prioritizing its elements, deciding which should be removed, and facilitating its refinement. You should prioritize tasks and add them to the backlog so that they can be included in your planning cycle. Just because something is in the product inventory does not mean it needs to be delivered, and your team can remove those that do not contribute to the desired result. It should be cheap and quick to add products to the residue of your product, residues, but it should be just as easy to eliminate them that do not lead to direct progress towards the desired results or allow progress towards those results. Your team can remove any items that do not contribute to the desired outcome, such as non-products, together with you and the team around you. If your backlog maintenance is focused on the backlog itself, it is a must to ensure that it is up to date and prioritized accordingly. You have to search the queue and keep searching until you find something, no matter how big it gets. Add functions and tasks that need to be performed in sequence, so you can more easily prioritize your backlog. Use organizational categories and the marking of backlog items so that we can retrieve a certain subset of backlog requests at the same time. If you refine your residue, you do not have to run it as an engine, because you will spend less time on it. If you divide large product residues into smaller products, residues when your team is working on them, your product backlog will not grow to a manageable size. This was Backlog, by Backquote, and this was episode number 104. My name is Carla Fisher, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.